first 3 weeks remain before the federal election, and the campaigning battlegrounds are still being established. Asylum seekers continue to loom as a hot topic, with the Prime Minister yesterday announcing that if re-elected, his government would have put a freeze on the number of migrants allowed to settle in Australia. Casey Tonkin has more.
Since its low point of less than 14,000 refugees in 2013 to 2014, the government's refugee program has slowly risen to a point that Prime Minister Scott Morrison thinks is good enough. On Sunday, he pledged to cap the amount of refugee migrants Australia intakes at less than 19,000 per year. The Labor Party policy, on the other hand, has been to increase Australia's refugee intake up to 27,000 per year by 2025. Con Karapanagiotidis is founder of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. He says the government's cap on the intake of asylum seekers is irresponsible.
We are still behind what we had back in 2013. We took 20,000 back then. And so the current Australian government has only been gradually returning to what we had 6 years ago. And at the same time, he's freezing the refugee and humanitarian intake at a time where we have more refugees and displaced people than we've had in recorded human history. We're a country that doesn't even feature in the top 60 nations globally for our refugee intake. So this is not a reflection on need, opportunity for us to save more lives, nor our capacity to do so. This is unfortunately all about the optics, which is about pandering to the right of this country, pandering to the One Nation and Clive Palmer voters of this country. It's an incredibly problematic and disappointing decision, because you're taking a humanitarian crisis, which we could help be a far greater player in solving, and instead of being more proactive and increasing our intake, we're actually doing the opposite. Not because it's the right thing to do, not because we can't take more, not because it's a moral thing to do or a responsible thing to do, just because it's politically expedient. And so it's incredibly disappointing.
Last month, the Morrison government also said it would lower the number of migrants to our shores by 30,000 people per year. And in his speech to Liberal Party faithful on Sunday, the Prime Minister had this to say in defence of his immigration policy.
Because those who have come to this country from wherever they've came from, they deserve to ensure that they continue to have the quality of life that they came to this country for.
Quality of life is what he calls it. And according to Alex Riley, Director of the Public Law and Policy Research Unit at the University of Adelaide, there are a number of different perspectives on how the immigration debate is framed in this country.
And there's a very strong lobby for a sustainable Australia that says we should really limit our migration intake, because Australia doesn't have the capacity to take many more migrants. People argue on environmental grounds that we should limit the number of migrants we take, and for a number of reasons. One is that it degrades Australia's environment, but a second reason is that if a person migrates from a developing country to a developed country like Australia, their carbon footprint rises dramatically. So it means that overall the carbon footprint of the world goes up through that migration. So there are various arguments around that. The government also faces a very strong push from particularly the business lobby and those who are concerned about economic growth, because migration is a great stimulus of economic growth. And Australia has really relied on migration as one of the reasons that our economy has managed to grow strongly over the last 20 years.
So what do you reckon? Is there any risk that our quality of life is going to suffer because refugees and humanitarian migrants settle in Australia? Con Karapanagiotidis doesn't think so.
It's such an interesting one when you watch any sitting politician lie about the realities of what immigration and refugees do to a country that receives them. I watched Clive Palmer just last week lying to the Australian public in full-page ads that people seeking asylum get more than the Aussie pensioner, when in fact they only get 53% of what a pensioner gets. And this is a similarly popular lie, the idea that the immigrant or refugee lessens the quality of life. When you look at the economics of it, what you actually find is the opposite, which is refugees and immigrants reduce poverty, increase employment, are more likely to start a small business, are more likely to employ Australians, are less likely to commit crime. The greatest anti-poverty measure known to humanity post-World War II has in fact been immigration. A snapshot of America in the last decade came out with a finding from its own Department of Human Services that refugees had contributed over the last decade $60 billion positively to the US economy. So we know this is a fiction, but it's a popular and easy fiction. And it's one that plays well to the politics of fear and pandering to xenophobia and Islamophobia.
Founder and CEO of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, Con Karapanagiotidis, ending that report there by Casey Tonkin.